Welcome to the Beauty in Battle podcast, where we talk about winning in marriage by waging a war. I'm Jason Benham. I've got my girlfriend slash wife, Tori Benham, with me, and we are here to talk to you about how Satan tries to get you to fight face-to-face with your spouse, but God designed you to fight shoulder-to-shoulder against Satan so that you can win in your marriage. Fighting together draws you together. We cannot wait to jump in. So here we go. So today is a special Thanksgiving edition. This is Thanksgiving week. And I told Tori, I said, hey, let's do something on gratitude together. And we've done marriage seminars and lots of coaching where we talk about the power of gratitude. And I want to walk you through what we call the love loop today. And it's all about gratitude. And since this is Thanksgiving, that's what we're going to do.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah. Which is great because Tori is already casserole ready and like making all this stuff. And I'm already feeling very, very fat. I went on and signed up for 5 workouts at CrossFit this week because I know what I'm going to do.
I'm not doing the CrossFit workout on Thursday. Just letting you know you're going solo on that one.
Going solo.
I'm making casseroles.
With the Macy's Day Parade.
It's me and Lundy, Allie, snuggled up in our pajamas with the fireplace going.
Hey, here is one tradition that we do. We realized a few years ago that if you go get your Christmas tree on Thanksgiving night and you want to watch Home Alone, obviously you can't watch Home Alone without eating really good pizza, right? Because they're eating pizza and it makes you hungry for pizza.
So our tradition is we watch Home Alone, and for I don't know how many years we've been doing this, but every time Kevin says, my own cheese pizza,
oh, gosh,
just for me, we start craving pizza.
Gotta
so our
it.
Tradition now is to have our own cheese pizza delivered, hopefully around the time that that happens, where he says, my own cheese pizza, just for me. That's been like our fun little tradition. Well, now that we're doing it on Thanksgiving evening, ever since Trey went off to college, we had to change things around because he plays basketball, so he's only home for literally
one day.
So now that's the only day we can do our tradition.
So
because everything is closed on Thursday, now we have to buy our own cheese pizza
on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, put it in the fridge and put it in the oven on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, and we want fine pizza, right? It's got to be like New York style. So we buy ourselves a couple from a really good place and then we just let it get cold in the fridge and then warm them up the next
time.
It works.
It's actually really good. Throw it in we put it right on the rack. No, you know, no cookie sheet, just right on the rack. It is pretty dang good, if I do say so myself, the second day.
Yeah.
It works.
All right. Before we get into talking about the love loop, we're going to talk about the power of gratitude. Here is our song. Okay. This is one of my favorite country artist. Tori's like, another country song? I was like, yeah.
Next week, it's not going to be country.
But I'm from Texas. So most of these people that are listening, they don't even know who this guy is. His name is Doug Stone. Doug Stone sings some of the best 90s country music you've ever heard.
I've actually never heard of him, but I do know this song.
Yeah. So this is a good one. This is I Never Knew Love. Here we go. That's good, isn't it? Isn't that good? Right? I like that. Okay. Doug, you don't get any more love. Let's go ahead and cut him off.
We're done with
Doug. We're done with you because we got to start talking about gratitude. Okay. Listen, I want to share with you some foundational thoughts and then we're going to talk to you about the love loop real quick. We're not going to go as long on this one because it's Thanksgiving. You got more things to do than to listen to a podcast. But let me tell you a few things about gratitude. The primary factor in emotional and relational health is gratitude. If you want to be healthy emotionally, you want to be healthy relationally, you have to have gratitude.
Yeah.
Okay. Why? Because gratitude challenges negative thought patterns.
That's so true.
Negative thinking destroys your brain and your bond to your spouse. So if you're going to think negative, not only destroys your brain, it's destroying your bond to your spouse. And gratitude challenges those negative thought patterns. You cannot think negative and thankful thoughts at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Very true.
Yeah.
Try it.
Yeah. Yep. And so gratitude is the social emotion of the brain. It makes you feel attached to the person that you're thankful for. Why is that? Because God made you in such a way that when you think certain thoughts of gratitude, it releases the hormones, right? And we know dopamine, oxytocin, dopamine, feel good chemical, oxytocin, the bonding chemical.
Right.
When you think gratitude thoughts, thoughts of thankfulness toward your spouse, you not only feel good about your spouse in that moment, but you also are drawing closer to them at the same time. Mm. Now, let me give you some definitions. You're going to like these, Tor. You're going to remember these from, we did this seminar like 5 years ago.
Okay.
So I'm going back through this little seminar we did, and Tori's going to remember it. Okay, here's some definitions. Gratitude is the inward feeling of kindness received.
Mm.
This is why it's so important every morning when you wake up, thank God for what he's done.
Yeah.
Like my heart's beating. Like that's gratitude. Right, it's inward, the inward feeling of kindness received. Okay. Thankfulness is the desire to express that feeling. Now catch this. Thanksgiving is following through with that desire.
Hmm.
So get that again, because I really like this. I remember when Tori and I were coming up with this content, and I remember I felt like the Holy Spirit kind of gave that to us for definitions. And I'm like, oh, I like this. Gratitude is the inward feeling of kindness received. Thankfulness is the desire to express that feeling, and thanksgiving is following through with that desire.
Wow.
So this is a season of thanksgiving.
Yes.
So yes, we are thankful for what all the founders did, the pilgrims and all of them who founded this country, and we want to express that gratitude, but we also need to do it with our family. We need to do it with God. Everybody, like your server when you go out, because a lot of people are eating out this week because you know that we're all making food for Thursday.
Right.
So everybody's eating out. Mm-hmm. Like tip your server like crazy good, you know, show some gratitude. And did you have anything to share before going to love?
I just love the verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Mm. This verse just really rocked me a few years ago, because I think we all go through seasons where we're like, what's God's will for me? Like, what's my purpose? What's God's will? Like, we say that a lot in our Christian walk, right? And I remember just coming across this, like, you know what? My will is for you, Tori. It's to be thankful.
Yeah.
Like, if you're looking for my will, that let's start there. And it really refocuses everything when you start with gratitude in every circumstance. Give thanks.
And you know what's funny is Romans 1 talks about how people denied God, they denied truth, they displaced God, they had darkened hearts that led to degrading passions and ultimately a depraved mind. Mm. But Romans 1 tells you what happened before that, is that God did some great things for these people, but they did not express their gratitude. Mm. And because of that, then they went down that path.
Wow.
So it's ingratitude is a dangerous place to be. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now how do you express gratitude? How do you incorporate gratitude into your relationship? Tori and I have a teaching we call the love loop, okay? And the love loop is when spouses are connected with nothing hindering the relationship. And it's like a ring.
Yeah.
So picture the connection that you have with your spouse like a ring, like your wedding ring. The fact that you have a ring on your finger, okay? Picture that as perfect connection with your spouse. You and your spouse are connected. Now, when your spouse does something for you, it opens up half a loop.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It opens up half a loop. Expressing gratitude closes that loop, and which we would call the love loop, and it results in connection. Mm. So Tori makes dinner. I come home. Thank you. This is very nice of you. That took you an hour and a half, or that took you 2.5 hours, or however long it took you. Thank you that you did that. Like that, like true heartfelt gratitude expressed to her, then she receives that as connection. And guess what? The ring stays closed.
Yeah.
There's connection. Mm. Okay. Now, unexpressed gratitude leaves the loop open. So you end up with just half a loop. Okay. And it results in disconnection.
Yeah.
So I come in, she's made dinner, and I don't really say a whole lot, or I'm just, you know, might do a cursory thank you, but not a heartfelt thank you. Well, there is a little bit of a disconnection there.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just subconscious. In both of you. It's a little bit of a disconnection.
Right.
Now, if gratitude is felt but not expressed, it's received as ingratitude. Mm. So you may have felt it, but if you didn't express it, then they receive it as ingratitude. And the result of that is that it communicates rejection and results in disconnection.
Right.
And that's what you don't want.
Exactly.
So the key is catch your spouse doing good things.
Right.
Which they are doing good things. All that, it doesn't matter what it is. You walk in and your husband's putting away a dish in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. Say thank you for that.
Yeah.
You know, or your wife is making lunch for one of the kids. Husband, thank her for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do that. And what you're going to be doing is you're going to constantly be keeping that loop closed, the ring closed, and there's connection.
Right.
So it's closing the love loop. Yeah,
because when you say thank you to somebody for doing something that they've done out of love, when somebody does something for you out of love and they say thank you, what they're saying is, I've received that. I got it. I got what you gave me. Thank you. And if,
that's good.
If you don't, I remember years ago when the Lord really showed this to us, and it was kind of one of those, you know, those awareness things that you get just through life experiences. And we were doing a Valentine's Day party, and we kind of started off by doing it with like tons of friends. I think like at one point we had like 100 guests.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We did it every year.
We had a lot of good dancing though.
It was really fun. And, but this was the first time it really hit me, because we would plan this party, and we'd spend a lot. We really wanted to bless our friends. Yeah. We really felt like the Lord was telling us like to bless the marriages around us. Mm-hmm. And so one way we felt like we could do it was like to provide a meal and a cool experience.
Like a full on catered meal. Come on, Tor.
A catered meal, like where people came and they dressed up and they just had so much fun dancing with their spouse. And we tried to create an atmosphere of love, right? Yeah. So we were like showing little videos of like from the Up movie or, you know, or playing love songs and just really trying to cultivate this like experience for our friend's marriage. And, you know, you're doing it for that many people. There's going to be some people that, you don't feel like really received it. Like I just remember we did it and there was a, like, you know, I don't know. There was like a handful of people that we never saw that we had a gift for them and they just took the gift and they left and never said thank you.
Yeah.
And
they weren't really our close friends, but no, they were acquaintances. They were,
you know, and I even feel bad saying it because I know I've probably done the same thing before. It's like this big party, right? You're not like, you're not always thinking, but I remember I'm like, wait, did they get the gift? Uh-huh. Like that was the first time this whole love loop came to us. I was like, did they get the gift on the way out? Cause I had like a little, what is it? Like a, what do they call it? A wedding? Party favor. I had a little like party favor. And sometimes there would be some leftover. I'm like, wait, did they get the gift? Did they like, and I would think like, well, no, they said thank you. So I know they got the gift.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, and that's when it hit me. It's like when somebody gives you a gift, the way that you say, I got it, I received it, I enjoyed it, I took it in, is by gratitude.
Yes.
And that's when we started thinking like that, that's so important in our relationship, that when somebody does something nice for you, receive it. You receive it through gratitude.
Yeah.
If you don't say if you don't feel thankful, it often is communicated that you didn't receive it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where the whole thing, you go read the scripture, all throughout the scripture, what does God want? Thanks and praise.
Right.
Right. And we are made in God's image. So when we do things, we want to be thanked.
Right.
Now, you're not just doing things to get thanked. Right? You're doing things because it's the right thing to do, but being thanked is what brings connection in the human relationship and in the divine relationship.
Right.
And God didn't take too well to people that didn't thank him for stuff.
Right.
You know? And so,
and also in relationship, when you do show gratitude, it's communicating that you've received it, you enjoyed it, you liked it. And that is what keeps that loop going, because it's like, they loved it. They enjoyed it. So I'm going to do it again. Yeah. But like, there's only so long, like without gratitude, there's only so long that your spouse is going to do those things, those nice things that they're like, oh, I don't even think that they care. I don't even think that that means much to them.
Yeah.
But when you're communicating gratitude and you're showing like, no, I loved that, I received that, then they're like, okay, that you're communicating with them that this is good. This is what we like. This is working for our relationship.
And the result is connection. Right? Is that not what you want with your spouse?
Yeah.
So close that love loop. Let me leave you with five keys right here. Five keys on how you can express gratitude in your relationship. Number one, pay attention to the little things you typically take for granted. Do not let those little things go. Okay. Number two, focus on the good that you can be thankful for. Don't focus on the bad that you're not thankful for. Okay. Focus on the good. Everybody's going to have things in their life that aren't that great, right? Focus on the good. Okay. Number three, experience the emotion of gratitude by putting yourself in different shoes. What I mean is, if I didn't have Tori, what would my life be like?
Yeah.
If I didn't have, you know, my husband, what would my life be like? Think about that. And that'll make you grateful for your spouse. Number four, have a habit of thanking God for your spouse. Remember, God's not just your father. He's your father-in-law. Thank him every day. Thank you, Lord. I do that with Tori every single day. I'm like, thank you, God, that you gave a prudent wife to me. And then number five, the most important, express yeah. your gratitude. Mm-hmm. Do it. Do those five things and Thanksgiving in your relationship will change.
So good. I love it. Those are so practical. Okay. For a recipe. So this week is Thanksgiving. And so I just started craving the whole Thanksgiving feast like 2 weeks ago. It's just like all the expectation of the meal. I'm just can't stop thinking about it. Right. And then we had like a friend's Thanksgiving. So I was looking forward to that and like thinking about the side dishes I wanted to do for that. And then the side dishes for actual Thanksgiving. So I've been thinking a lot about
side dishes. There's a lot of side dishes going on.
Yes. And so, but you can't just make side dishes without the main dish. So we had like a full on little Thanksgiving feast this week.
Yeah, it was great.
Just as a little practice run. And because really what I wanted to make was sourdough stuffing.
Oh, it was good.
Ever since I started making sourdough, I'm like, I want to make sourdough stuffing. But to both parties that we're going to, that was already taken by somebody else on the list.
And idiot.
So I couldn't make it. So I had to make
stuffing
it
stuffing tastes like crap. I just got to be honest.
You do not like stuffing.
It's and terrible.
I'm not honestly a big stuffing person, but sourdough stuffing
I will very
eat
good.
It. And because you can eat it guilt-free too.
Oh.
I felt like... you know, like I'm not thinking it's not that bad because I know exactly when it went into it. I'm not like buying store-bought
crap. Oh, can I say crap one more time?
No.
Okay.
So anyways, I made a sourdough stuffing. I'm going to share it with you guys. It's very, very simple. It's from foodnetwork.com.
Yeah.
Super original.
First part of the recipe is you have to go back to Tori's sourdough video and figure out how to make sourdough. Yeah.
Go to the store and grab some sourdough. But it's very, very simple. You just take, well, once you have the sourdough, and I had an extra loaf of sourdough that needed to be eaten. So it worked out great for us. You basically just cut up the sourdough into like croutons, slices, right? And then you pop it in the oven 350 for 20 minutes. And now you have your base. Super easy. And then it's just like bone broth. It's really healthy. It's fresh vegetables because it's celery and onion and fresh mushrooms. This one has a bunch of mushrooms. Didn't you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
It was really good. And then a bunch of fresh herbs. This is just such a fresh recipe.
Or if you're from the South, they're called herbs.
Herbs.
Fresh herbs.
There's fresh sage. I'm going to say fresh every single.
Okay. Just say fresh once and then list out the things. Please.
Okay. Oh, it's going to be hard for me, but sage, fresh, parsley, and thyme.
Thyme. Yeah, that's the one that has the odd taste.
Yeah, Jason's not a big fan of the thyme, but you still said it was pretty
good. It was good. It was good.
Anyways, guys, it was really good. I will show you how I did it on Jason and Tori, make a little reel, and then you could just, I'll also share the website. It's If you want it right now, guys, it's foodnetwork.com. Sour bread stuffing.
Boom.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, but are you going to post a video on that?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, sweet. All right, hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, and I also made a cranberry sauce because I am on the list to make cranberry sauce.
Oh.
It was awful. So thank God I made that ahead of time.
Yeah.
I tried it with bourbon and it was disgusting. So anyways, I found another recipe from a friend who was at our friend's giving. And
it was good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe I'll share that next time.
Rarely ever say that, but
it was really good.
But yours wasn't bad.
It was horrible.
Okay. Let's go that route.
Mm-hmm.
We just need a little Doug Stone. Make you feel better. All right. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Listen, happy Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your time. Don't eat too much. And we will be back next week. And we're going to talk about three different stances that you take to get your needs met. How about that?
I like it.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.